Shane Christopher Longridge.
Mr. Longridge, can you do for the new Mr. Shane? Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct a hearing at this time, sir. He will be the lead.
Thank you, sir.
If you don't have it, it's all fine. I just don't have it. It's Longridge. Oh, here it is. I think I might have just... No, I don't have it still. This is confusing with these labels on. Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Sir, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Shane Christopher Longridge. DOC number is 244103.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. And to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. She and my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I will be acting as your panel lead for today, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir.
Sir, thank you. Good morning to you all.
Okay, good morning. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or your right to obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, at this time, I'd like to swear you in, Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence, today your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So you have two allegations listed on your warrant. We're going to start out in phase one. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The first allegation on your warrant states that you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Deep Within Recovery, 11773 North 91st Avenue, Peoria, Arizona, on or about June 6, 2018, without the prior approval of your signed parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Your Honor, that's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So we're going to go to allegation number 2. The second allegation states that you violated Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to participate in complete programming successfully at Deep Within Recovery in Peoria, Arizona, as conditioned on May 24th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
All right, well, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Longgrass, I am going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. And agreed, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I'm going to go over some information with you, Mr. Longgrass. Then after I go over that information, sir, I'm going to give you an opportunity to present whatever information you like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I see that when you were released on, looks like December 11th, you had consent to stay with your mother, Ms. Kathy Longgrass, in Bullhead City. And then it looks like on May 25th, you were placed into the People Den Recovery Treatment Center located in Peoria, Arizona for a 30-day sanction. Is that right?
Yes, that is right, sir.
Okay, it says, were you working during that period of time?
I had a couple jobs, but they were just under the table. There was nothing on paper, sir, so no.
Okay, well, if you had a job that was under the table, what kind of work were you doing? There's nothing wrong with that. You was working, getting paid.
You're right. I was working for Riley's Auto. We were detailing cars in Bullhead City, Arizona.
Okay.
And I worked for Carpet Tree Belmar Staffing in Bullhead, Arizona.
All right. Well, that's, I'm glad you were working, sir. So it says that, sir, for the programming that you assigned the task colors for a lab testing and your testing history is that on January 11th of 2018, you produced a negative UA. Then on February 20th, you failed to produce a UA. Then on February 22nd, you produced a positive UA for methamphetamine and THC. Then on March 28th, you produced a positive UA for THC. And then it looks like on April 24th, you were positive for THC. And then it looks like May 16th, you didn't produce a UA. That's when you were referred to the counseling program that you went to attend. Then it says that they actually called you in on May 24th. You went to the Kingman Parole Office for staffing, and on May, because of the 16th that you had been sanctioned to participate and complete a 30-day treatment program. What happened? Did you not complete that treatment program? Go ahead.
No, I did not. I failed to complete the program. There was a family death, and I felt I needed to be home with my mother, so, I mean, there's no explanation why I didn't complete it. I just wish I would have had. Okay. It was a good program, man.
All right, let me go to the parole office, Mr. Westby, and get some additional information.
January 2nd, 2018, Mr. Longgrass was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 13th, 2018 by Buckeye PD when the public called the police department to advise the subject was dehydrated. He was back in DOC custody on June 13th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 24th, 2019, 7 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years, 2 counts. Prior convictions, 2009, burglary, third degree, 6 months. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 4 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, alcohol, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2006, criminal damage, California, juvenile probation. 2009, robbery, Nevada, disposition unknown. 2009, burglary, Nevada, disposition unknown. His community risk score is G3B4.
So, Mr. Longgrass, what were you doing when you were approached by the Buckeye Police Department?
Yeah, I was incoherent. I was throwing up everything I ate, everything I drank. It was coming back up. I had a temperature of like 114 or something like that. I had a heat stroke.
Well, where were you at?
I was trying to get home, sir. I had no money in my pocket. I was just trying to be close to my family. I know they needed that comfort, and we lost both our grandparents, my uncle, my auntie. We lost a lot in the last 2 years, and I just need to be home with my family to be comforting them then. And I know it was a change ticket, and I just, no matter what happens here today, I've learned and I've taken full responsibility for my actions. I just really want to move on. I really need help. You know, I mean, not having addiction, but that program was a good program. It gave me a good head on my shoulders. I just really need the help. You know, I mean, I don't need to be incarcerated. I've been here too long. I need programs. I need a sponsor. You know what I mean?
So you say you were trying to get home. When you were arrested, you were trying to get home to be with your family. Where are you coming from?
I had left the halfway house. I was just walking, trying to get home. I ended up in, I think it was Lower Buckeye. I don't know where I was.
So you were absconded for 7 days. So 7 days you were walking, sir?
Yes, sir, and I ended up in the hospital.
So you were trying to go from where? Where are you at? Where's your starting point? In Peoria?
In Peoria. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you left the recovery unit in Peoria, and you were walking to Buckeye, and it took you 7 days?
No, I was walking towards Bullhead City. But I walked from Peoria to Chandler, because I was going to go to a different halfway house there. My parole officer told me, hey, he got a hold of me and told me, I want you to go back to Deep Within, which I did. The next day, I went back to Deep Within, and I spoke to the lady, and she was like, you know what, you're a good kid, but I just do not want you here no more. And that's when I ended up walking all the way to Chandler, and then I walked back to Peoria, and then I walked back into Buckeye, where I was arrested.
So what kind of drugs did you do while you were out during that 7 days, sir?
During that 7 days, I didn't do no drugs.
Okay, so help me understand this. You said that you left the halfway house because of family death. But you're saying that when you left the halfway house in Peoria, you went to Chandler. And then from Chandler, you went to Buckeye. When did you try to go to Bullhead City? You said you had to go. Where was your family at?
My family is in Bullhead City. When I left, my parole officer had told me to go back to Deep Within. I went back to Deep Within the very next morning. That morning, she told me, no, I do not want you here. My parole officer told me, if I do not go back to Deep Within, that I would be placed in MRCC for the remainder of my time. I did not want that. So I was looking into a different halfway house in Chandler. At that point, I had told me, you know what I mean, my mother had totally told me, you need to get yourself right first. You know what I mean? Don't worry about us. We can handle this. So at that time, I was going to Chandler to look for a different halfway house, but I just felt, when I got there, I didn't really care at the time. I just wanted to be with my family. I knew they were hurting, and that's why I started walking back that way towards Buckeye.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. Is there no additional questions coming from, Mr. Weston?
Yes, I just wanted to provide some additional information to the board that was not included in the warrant. I show the notes on June 6, 2018 from Senior Professor Brian Clark. It states, received a call from Deep Within, the offender stated to him that he had spoken with the supervisor, that being Brian Clark, and was authorized to discharge early. He stated the offender stated his mother had already bought him a bus ticket to return home today. The offender left the program on the state at 2 p.m. offender had not spoken with the supervisor or any parole staff. The supervisor called the defendant's mother, who stated she had not heard from her son and she did not send a bus ticket. She stated the offender had left the program, is not welcome at her home. The defendant's current road officer and known, he was in Wisconsin for supervision, so Bill Vizio initiated the warrant.
So did you hear that, sir?
Yes, I heard that.
So what do you have to say about that?
I did not state none of that.
Okay.
The reason I told her, the reason that I was wanting to leave is because there was a family death and I need to be close to my family.
Okay, but you didn't make any efforts to go to see your family, though.
I was trying. I had no money in my pocket, and all I had was my 2 feet, and I was just walking, which I don't even know how I ended up in the hospital at that time. It was just, I was incoherent, I was overdehydrated.
Okay. And all right, Mr. Longley, I see the board has no additional questions, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of the hearing without repeating yourself, sir?
Yes, I would. I wrote a little letter right here. If you like to read it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No matter what happens here today, I've taken full responsibility that I do have an addiction. And for the first time in my life, I feel very sober, I feel very clean, and I feel very good about myself. When I was stationed deep within recovery, I was proud for once in my life as a new man for stepping up and owning up to my problems. It really made me open my eyes, and I thank you very much for the positive experience of my life. Although I left and I did not, however I left there, I did learn a few tools that have helped me open my eyes to the future. I might need a lot more, who knows. The reason I left is because of my family. I know their pain and their suffering. We've lost a lot. I just really hope that you guys would give me one more chance. I pleaded my case with the lady at the Deep Within program for an hour after Brian Clark had told me to go back. I pleaded with her to please let me be in her program. It was a good program for me, and the only reason she wouldn't let me go back is because she said I was out of her comfort zone. I just really wish you guys would regret me for not just to go home, just to be in a rehab, you know what I mean? Just to get myself some help. With that, I thank you.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion. Why the board's in discussion, sir? I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. I need to remain silent while the board's in discussion. Okay?
Yes, sir.
We'll hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. The board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision at this time. The board's now into discussion. It appears, Mr. Longgrass, it appears that his PO, Mr. Clark, is really working with him, and he was tested positive for meth. He tested positive for THC, marijuana, and his PO put him into a program. He put him into a sanction program for 30 days after he continued. And at some point, Mr. Lambert decided to walk away from the program, as he stated, because he had some family death in his family. And according to the information received from Mr. Westby, the parole officer, that he had stated that his mom had sent him some money, that he was going to be released early and go home and be close to his family. And he said that the reason that he left the program was because he wanted to be closer to his family, but he never really made any attempts to go to Bullhead City. He went from Peoria to Chandler, from Chandler to Buckeye, and then he was finally, you know, from Boston, he was dehydrated, and at that point in time, he was arrested by Buckeye PD. So I think that Mr. Longworth is coming to the realization that he has a drug problem, that he needs to do something about his drug problem in order to get himself together. However, I think that releasing him back out to community service would not be of the best interest of him or the community. I think if he completes his time, he will be released on March 24th of 2019. If he takes the time that he's incarcerated, get involved in some drug rehab programs or some programs while he's incarcerated, work with his CO3 to come up with a program so that when he is finally released, he'll be able to be a productive citizen and hopefully not continue to do drugs. So that is my feelings on it at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. And no other comments coming from my colleagues, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Longwood's find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways of company as he wasn't absconded for 7 days. We have no idea exactly what he was doing during that period of time.
Sorry?
Agree. That's my motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Ms. Rittenhouse, and Dr. Wright. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on March 24th of 2019, sir. Work with your CO3 while you're in there. Get involved in some drug programs while you're there, NA, AA, or any program that they have for you while you're there. Work on getting yourself together so that when you are released on March 24th, that you are having yourself together, you'll be able to get into a program if you still need it once you're released, sir. And hopefully you'll be able to mend the differences with your family, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck, sir, and that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you put the CO3 back on, sir?
I would, but there's no...